Your On The Mark podcast is loading now. The On The Mark podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
We've had quite a week on the show here today because we've had preview of the Super Bowl. We've looked at the business of sports, National Letter of Intent Day. We've taken it from the Penn State point of view, the Bucknell point of view. We've had writers on, coaches on, James Franklin. We've had Joe Susan on to talk about Bucknell, Nathan Davis on Bucknell basketball, beat writer from the Cedar Rapids Gazette on one of the top teams of the country in Iowa. Today, we've hooked it into wrestling. And Jeff Byers joins us in a few moments. Our thanks to Nate Cobbler from the Center Daily Times, who joined us in the previous half hour. So we've had a lot going on, and justifiably so. It is a big dual meet tonight that'll be on BTN. So for those of you who don't have a ticket, and many of you don't because it is sold out, you'll be able to watch it tonight on BTN. And tomorrow night, Penn State basketball with Indiana should be another really good one. And they're expecting another big crowd coming up. They're expecting over 10,000 for that tomorrow night. So it's big this weekend here. Our show today brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. All right. Now, if you show up at a Super Bowl party and you're not Kevin Herr, as Kevin has made it plain, his mere presence has already enhanced the Super Bowl party. If you don't bring that kind of cachet to the table, why don't you bring to the table imports, domestics, microbrews? Why don't you bring some cases of beer over? Or some soda, some snacks, some water. If you're having your own Super Bowl party, you're going to need all of that. Put it on ice. Snacks, peanuts, they roast them fresh and hot every day, and the pickle bar is second to none. It's Super Bowl weekend. There is only one place that to make the party a complete success, and that is Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Roads 11 and 15, and Hummel's Wharf. And now, before we get to Jeff Byers, our play-by-play call of the day.
Brankowski with the basketball, bounces it in now to Bussey. Bussey working on Zach Klein, and he just muscles his way back there. Did you hear the bus beeping? Beep, beep, beep. That was the backup alarm.
I'm kidding. That was not. This is your play-by-play call of the day.
Taves at the right point. Took it back with 30 seconds and OT. Cuts into the slot. Shoots. He scores! Hawks win! Hawks win in overtime here in the desert. The captain back in the lineup gets the game winner in OT. And the Hawks have taken one more from the Coyotes as they win here tonight 5-4.
Blackhawks win it last night with the Arizona Coyotes in Glendale. Did you give me the first one again? I think the first one's actually better.
Brankowski with the basketball, bounces it in now to Bussey. Bussey working on Zach Klein, and he just muscles his way back there. Did you hear the bus beeping? Beep, beep, beep. That was the backup alarm.
Go, one more time.
Really? Really?
Yeah, one
more time. Brankowski with the basketball, bounces it in now to Bussey. Bussey working on Zach Klein, and he just muscles his way back there. Did you hear the bus beeping? Beep, beep, beep. That was the backup alarm.
Kevin Herr with the call last night on News Radio 1070 WKOK as Shikellamy beat Danville last night.
Dave just looked at me and shook his head after the end of that one.
Now, that's why I respect Dave so much. He's normal. All right, so let's love the Chief. You guys are a great team together. Great team. Let's get to the Penn State wrestling dual meet tonight with Ohio State. Jeff Byers. Now, in all honesty, we're going to have Jeff on the show yesterday. I promoed he'd be on the show yesterday. You want to know why we didn't have him on the show yesterday?
Yeah, I was wondering that.
His cell phone died.
That would explain it.
Jeff, welcome. It is great to have you with us.
Well, thanks, Steve. sorry about the phone issues yesterday, but I assume that I have a cell phone that's actually working today, which makes life a lot easier.
Well, you know what? You would think that you would have ultimate cell phone service because you are the play-by-play voice of Penn State Wrestling. Don't they know who you are?
I'm telling you, it's unbelievable how many people don't know.
Hey, let's get to it. Out of the gate, Cale's not one to draw lots as to when you start this thing. He likes to go the 125 through heavyweight natural lineup. So right out of the gate, how much excitement are you expecting tonight with that matchup?
A ton. I think it is just going to be a barn burner of about to start things off. And one of the teams is going to get a big lift off of that performance tonight because not that either team needs that bout to win the dual meet, but I just think both those teams really do feed off of the 125-pounders and the tone they set. And to have that matchup, which could be a preview of the national title bout as well as the Big Ten title bout this season. I just think it's going to be a fun atmosphere. It'll get everybody involved right out of the gate, that's for sure.
Since Nico Megalutis lost, what has made him better?
Well, Steve, I think he got back to being Nico Megalutis. I think early in the season, he was kind of the mindset that, listen, I've accomplished a lot, and I put in my time over the summer. The sweatshirt year was a good one, and now I'll go out, and people will understand I'm Nico Megalutis, and they're just going to succumb to me. And they're just not doing that. Nico's still got to wrestle the way he always has, and that is grind it out. Just keep boring in on your opponent, wear them down, work them ahead. And, it wasn't that he wasn't – I don't think he was taking anything for granted early, but I think he was thinking it was going to be easier this season than what it has been in the past. And it's just not. Wrestling's a sport where, and especially with Nico, he's just got to grind it out. And I think he quickly realized that, made some little adjustments. I think he's added a lot more substance to what he's doing offensively from the neutral position. He's made just a couple of subtle changes since early in the season, and they're paying big dividends in terms of the number of takedowns he's getting. He may not be getting as many shots as he was earlier in the year, but Steve, he's getting quality shots now, shots that he knows he can finish and that he is finishing. And listen, a finish tonight against Tomasello may be the difference.
Nathan Tomasello has not lost this year. When you have watched him over time, what has made him a tough out for anybody?
Well, Steve, he has uncanny strength for as young as he is. I mean, he had remarkable strength as a freshman last year for Ohio State. And if anything, he's stronger. He's a very quick wrestler, but he really... It's a different type of grind you down than what Nico's is. I mean, Nico just tries to wear on you and just get inside your head a little bit with the way he drives in on you. Tomasello relies a little more on quickness, but he relies on his strength to get you out of position. And that's really been the key. And there have not been many people that have been able to slow him down in terms of the style of wrestling that Tomasello likes to compete with. And I think that's going to be kind of the battle there tonight at 125. Which of these guys, and they're both used to imposing their will on their opponents, which of these guys is able to get the other to wrestle a little more to his style, especially as they go into the third period tonight?
At 133, Jordan Conaway is, of course, the ranked fifth. But right there is 10th-ranked Johnny DeJulius. And the two of them both outstanding records. Another one out of the gate, two top teners head-to-head.
Yeah, I just think these first two bouts are going to be a lot of fun to watch, and we'll get a lot of excitement. I think, you know, obviously if either team is able to take both, you think that you're going to ride that momentum to a dual meet victory tonight. And for Jordan, I think this is a big opportunity because he's struggled a little bit with kids that are a little longer than him, and DeJulius is certainly taller than Jordan, and that style has presented a little bit of a problem for Conaway, but I think Jordan's quickness offsets that. As good as DeJulius is, he does not have the type of quickness that a Zane Richards of Illinois or a Nashawn Garrett of Cornell has, and I think Jordan again, will be able to set up his shots. And it's going to be a matter of whether he can convert and convert quickly here against a guy like DeJulius, because you don't want DeJulius getting his hips and arms in on you. But I think Jordan's got has an excellent chance to pull out the win tonight, and it would be a big one for him to get in terms of the Big Ten seeding.
6 weeks to go before Madison Square Garden and the national championship. Is this a momentum night for Jimmy Gulabon, because he's got fourth-ranked Micah Jordan?
Yeah, it's a big one, Steve. He's getting better for sure. And I think that what you want to see tonight, more so, obviously you want to see him win, but more so I think you want to see how Jimmy wrestles for 7 minutes. And if he gives up a takedown, do you see him put his head down and get down on himself, as he's been wont to do in these big matches? Or do you see him do what Jason Nolf or Zane Rutherford does, and that is, that's one takedown, time to go get five. And I think the mindset with Gulabon tonight is as big of a deal as anything else. He has the physical tools, Steve, and the coaches know that, and somewhere Jimmy Gulabon's got to realize that after finishing fifth last year. But it's just the way in which he wrestles, and can he just let his ability take over and react on instinct instead of trying to overthink things sometimes. And again, don't get down on yourself if you give up a takedown or a couple. With the skills Gulabon has, he's more than capable, even against a guy like Micah Jordan, of getting those points back.
Now, there's Bo Jordan at 165, who's ranked second in the country, and he hasn't lost either. And I think what Shakur Rashid and Gino Morelli have both made weight at 65. Do you know which way Kale might go there, and how tough a matchup will that be with Bo Jordan?
Yeah, it is a really tough matchup, because the thing with Bo, he is just so technically sound. And that's the one thing that, and I think it'll be Shakur Rashid tonight. They will weigh in both, and I don't know that that's 100% set in stone, but I think the coaching staff feels pretty confident right now that Shakur gives them their best chance to score postseason points. And so he needs these bouts to see where he's at and see what he needs to work on between now and the postseason. But with Rashid, again, Steve, he has six losses, but it's by a combined 11 points this season. So nobody has pulled away from him. And he's wrestled some very good kids. Now, maybe not somebody quite as good as Bo Jordan, but I think Shakur will be able to stay with him. It's a matter of whether or not, again, he can get that that breakthrough win, if you will, and whether or not he can get that one big move against a guy as good as Jordan. And, we'll just have to see how that unfolds tonight.
What do you know about Matt McCutchen in 184? Is it a gut feeling he goes, or does he need to wait a little longer?
I think he's going to go, Steve. He's looked pretty good in practice this week. He says the knee's feeling good. And again, it's one of those things where I think they being the Penn State coaches, they really feel like McCutchen, when healthy or even close to healthy, can give them a big win there over Kenny Quartz tonight. And Quartz, obviously, a very talented wrestler and somebody that beat McCutchen twice last year. But I think Penn State feels very strongly that with the improvements Matt McCutchen has made, that is a very winnable bout with McCutchen in there. And I just don't think it's a bout that anybody else Penn State would send out there that they can beat a kid the caliber of Kenny Quartz tonight.
Look, a guy like Morgan McIntosh understands as a senior how to handle success and how to bounce back when there's been a problem. Zane Rutherford's been through it as well. I think he knows how to handle success as well. Jason Nolf and Bo Nickel are both sitting there as ones. What impresses you about their approach, because they are handling success at a young age?
They are. They really are both mature kids beyond their years, and not just in the wrestling sense, Steve. They really do have a very keen understanding of what it's taken to get them to this point. I mean, they know the work they've put in, and they understand the fact that there are a lot of kids out there capable on a given night of beating them if they're not bringing their A game. And it's Cal talks about it all the time. It's what you want in any athlete, is that consistency, the consistency of effort and the consistency of performance day in and day out in the room and then obviously in the meets. And both Jason Nolf and Bo Nickel, I mean, they just bring that passion every day. And they genuinely are excited about learning, about seeing where they can improve, about seeing where they match up against the other top competitors in the country. And I just think, even though they're young, and normally I think you do get a little concerned when you're having this type of success or this type of media attention, I just don't think there's any concern with this coaching staff, with these kids, just because of how well-grounded they are. And, again, it's just the passion they have for the sport, Steve. And it just, I mean, it oozes from their bodies when you talk to them, when you watch them. They just have a joy about them at the opportunity to compete in the sport.
I think big picture-wise, Madison Square Garden is going to do a lot for the sport. What does tonight in the regular season, big picture-wise, do for the sport?
Yeah, I think it's big, Steve, because obviously you have the two teams that have combined to win the last five national titles. But when Cale came in here, Steve, we had a couple of talks right before that first season began about the rivalry with Penn State and Iowa and Penn State and Lehigh. And Cale even then said, listen, with Tom Ryan and what he's doing with the recruiting base Ohio State has, I really think long-term we're looking at Penn State and Ohio State as being the rivalry here in college wrestling. And I don't know that I'd go as far to say that it is the rivalry right now, but boy, it is sure a big one tonight. And it has, obviously, not just Penn State and Ohio State fans, but it has the college wrestling world buzzing about what could happen tonight in a lot of the head-to-head matchups and obviously in the dual meet as a whole.
Yeah, I agree with you. But in terms of a long-term rivalry, you and I both know that usually takes a good 5 to 10 years where everybody's like really there at the top to have something like that happen. And it seems like they're both on track in that 5 to 10 year window to start to make that happen.
Yeah, I think that's true. And, you know, the general fans, I think Penn State, Ohio State, sold.
Right, sure.
You know, Penn State fans especially. I mean, the opportunity to beat the Buckeyes in anything Penn State fans will take. But, yeah, I think you're right, Steve. They're both, obviously, Penn State has established itself and is now looking at a program that perennially is at least going to contend for a national title. And I think Ohio State is probably there now as well. You look at the recruiting classes they're bringing in. You know, we talk a lot about how young this Penn State team is, but when you look at the studs that are in this Ohio State lineup, they're the young kids, too, for Ohio State. They have a lot of guys that are going to be around another 2 or 3 years. And I do think that both of these programs will be in the mix for Big Ten and NCAA titles for, you know, at least the foreseeable future here.
The timing of it, as I mentioned, 6 weeks out from the Garden. You've done this a long time. How do you like the timing 6 weeks out to have this kind of matchup to find out what's in the tank?
Yeah, I think it's good because you're trying to obviously see exactly where your kids are, what little things need to be worked on. And you're also at a time of the year, Steve, where I think you want these kids excited about the opportunities. And again, I think by and large, this team is excited any time it gets a chance to compete. But they know that this is a big-time meet. I mean, you're going to have close to 16,000 in a TV audience, live TV audience, and the whole bit. And a chance to obviously wrestle the returning national champion. So I do think the timing of this is good. They'll have another big matchup. Lehigh's got a very good dual meet team next week, and then obviously the national dual series. So they're going to have three big tests here over the final 3 weeks of the regular season. And I think that's a good thing with the way this team likes to compete and with the way this coaching staff and these kids are able to absorb lessons, see little things here and there that they can go back in the room and work on. I really think this is working out very well as far as Penn State and what it wants to ultimately achieve in the postseason.
Well, everyone's looking forward to it, Jeff. Thanks so much. You'll have the best seat in the house. Enjoy it.
That is true. I thank you very much, Steve. Appreciate it.
Jeff Byers, the play-by-play voice of Penn State Wrestling.
You know, Kevin, maybe he needs an analyst for tonight.
You know what? I can spectate from the stands, and I've called a couple of wrestling matches, and I know a couple of holds, but no, not analyst. That would be new. You need somebody that knows the ins and outs of that sport. That's not me. I can call it, but I can't analyze it.
We will come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Forget the groundhog.
The sales manager at Sunbury Motors Kia saw his shadow on the lot.
So that can only mean one thing.
Another 4 weeks of easy dealing at Sunbury Motors Kia. Say easy. We mean easy. 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on all remaining 2015 models, as well as the 2016 Sorento, Sportage, Sedona, Forte, and the iconic Soul. SMC has snow-busting 2016 Sorentos and Sportages starting at $21,554, plus clearance pricing on all new Kias. And remember, all new Kias come with an easy 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. The sales manager at Sunbury Motors Kia saw his shadow. So there's 4 more weeks of huge savings at Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com. SMC, selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
All right. Had the pleasure of having dinner along with Dick Girardi and Jeff Tarman with Dave Johnson last Friday night. And down the stretch they come. Well, we are now, and down the stretch they come in this show. Great guy, by the way. You would have really enjoyed talking with Dave last Friday night, Kevin.
I love listening to him do any sort of, not just the big ones, just any time he does horse racing. Man, he is able to pick up horse after horse after horse flawlessly.
That's because he's outstanding at what he does.
Well, and horses' names are not like one or two words. They're like seven or eight words anymore.
Yeah. But they already have a line on the course they think is going to be the Derby winner.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So Lawrence wants to talk about hamstrings. What, he do feel a twinge?
He would like a consultation.
Man, I swear he brings on guests that, like, in the end, it actually benefits him. Like, I think all he's looking for is free medical advice. I noticed no response from you.
My mom always said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
I'm buddies with Lawrence, for goodness sakes. Lawrence and I are tight. Right.
Listen, I've shared a couple of twinges and stuff with Dr. John Fury. He's been kind enough to advise. So I don't have much room to talk.
I think you should go see a doctor. All right.
Why don't you come see me?
Yeah. Check in at the front, okay? Don't forget, of course, on your new home for the Philadelphia Phillies, that our show today is brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Look, you got to get ready for Super Bowl weekend. It's huge. Loving it. This is great. And you want to make sure you're fully stocked. Now, if Kevin goes into a place, I mean, Kevin freely admits, as he did in the show earlier, that just his mere presence normally is just good enough. But all of us do not have that kind of cachet in the bag. So maybe showing up with some brew helps. Imports, domestics, microbrews, I can tell you in no uncertain terms, it is the best selection of beer anywhere.
And if you want to bring water, snacks, soda, plenty of selection there. And you also have the pickle bar, which is second to none. And, of course, you have the fresh hot roasted peanuts. Now, you may be hosting the Super Bowl party yourself. Now, Kevin, what do you do when you're hosting the Super Bowl party? You just expect people to bring everything because your mere presence is good enough? Or
actually, I am hosting a Super Bowl party.
You are?
Yes. Me, my wife, and the dogs. I didn't say it was a big party. I just said it was a party. Listen, all I'm doing is looking for an excuse to eat. It just happens to be a football game on TV as well. It's just a bonus.
Well, this is all, don't forget, Brewers Outlet. Kev, go there tonight, stock up. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Tell them that we sent you over.
All part of the plan.
You're saying, so I'll get a discount? No, but just tell them we sent you over. Okay.
Tell them Kevin sent you, and you might get a markup of 10% at that point. Maybe you don't want to do that.
And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors keywords 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We did not finish your memo. Let's see here. What are the biggest things to watch for in the Super Bowl? Well, you're going to be watching the commercials.
Well, no, that's not the biggest thing, but yeah, I'll be watching the commercials, sure.
Come on, you watch the commercials, you love halftime, pregame show.
Now, you know what? That is the one thing that I will not spend a lot of time doing this year is pregame show. The only time I watch the pregame shows is if my team's involved. Then I'll watch the pregame shows a little bit more in depth because I want to see some of the interviews.
Yeah, but you'll still watch some of it this time. Just won't be watching it in depth.
Yeah, and I mean, I'll probably be on. Whether I'll be paying attention to it's a different story.
Okay. And you are always baffled that I don't.
Not anymore. I used to be, but you know. Actually, I'm gonna have the iPad out because I'm curious to see how. Not necessarily how people react on social media, but I'd like to see what CBS does from a multiple platform standpoint with the Super Bowl. Like, I think ESPN has the right idea trying to be multiple platform, but they don't do it quite right.
Here we go. Let's make it simple for you and your iPad. Okay? CBS is not doing any multiple platform work.
Really?
Nope.
I find that hard to believe. They have an entire website and they're not going to do anything. Like, you're not going to do live stats or anything like that?
Oh, they might do something like that. Okay, but like, in other words,
no special camera angles like ESPN does.
Nope. They're all CBS is not doing anything for different camera angles, different. Like, ESPN has all the platform broadcasts for the national championship game, right?
Right.
CBS is a no on that.
They are streaming the game, though.
Yeah, they'll stream the game because, you know, if you're traveling or doing whatever, you can watch it on there. That's fine. Okay? But here's the CBS, and I agree with them completely. They want you watching CBS.
Yeah, but you're assuming that you're going to be not watching CBS and you'll be watching the other platform. What I'm saying is there's an entire generation now that actually can do both.
They want you watching CBS, and it is a decision. If I'm sitting in the chair, that's an easy decision.
Yeah, I think I want to have some sort of a platform that...
To do what?
Well,
to do what?
That integrates. Here's what I would do. I would have some sort of platform that integrates stats and a live conversation, whether it be Twitter-based social media or something where you can control or where you have a portal for all the interaction that's going to happen anyway during the game.
No, I want people that if you want to watch the game, you got to watch me.
Well, but again, there's not. It's not that you're not going to watch the game.
If I okay, I want you watching me, which means I want you watching my commercials
well,
that I've sold for tons of money instead of you staring at an iPad.
Here's what McManus said.
Okay.
Here's what he said. We're not doing the alternate broadcast like ESPN did. I thought some of those products were interesting and fun to watch, but we're basically focused on having as many people as we possibly can watch the CBS television network. We believe it's the best for our company and our corporation to aggregate the largest audience to watch our network.
Right. He's absolutely right.
I think he's missing part of the picture, though. You're assuming.
What picture are you missing? What picture are you missing,
Steve?
Here?
I have the capability.
In order to watch the game, you have to watch them. Now, if that means that you're on your iPad and you can do it on CBS Sportsnet, to me, that's the exact same thing as having a TV set. There's no difference to me there. That's fine. As long as it's streamed for people to watch, I think that's great. All right? But again, you need. Okay? He's right. Right? I want eyeballs watching CBS to watch the game.
All right, let me give you
now,
an example.
If that includes CBSSportsNet.com, to me that's the same thing.
And
okay?
Yes. I agree with that. But let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. If you have CBSSports.com with a special page that is live stats and everything you could possibly want, because I'll tell you what, there are a lot of people that play fantasy that have gotten used to looking at stats now, and they don't feel like they're watching a game without stats. I can have that on my iPad or my phone or my tablet and still be watching the game, and you're not taking away, you're not losing any viewers because of that. If you're running the same commercials.
Yeah, but you can get stats anywhere on the game. Hey, that doesn't really matter. You can get stats of the game anywhere. You can get stats on ESPN.com if you want.
Yeah, but I don't want stats. You on that. I want you on my site, the CBS site, the one that is now attached to the game. That's what I'm talking about. And if you happen to have, call it a spider cam, a sky cam, whatever, if you want to do that setup.
If I want you to go to CBSSports.com, I want you there to watch the game. Which means if you are watching the game, you are watching the commercials I sold for the game.
But I can do both. That's what I'm saying. I can do both.
Not locked in. That's ADHD watching.
Well, that's me.
I mean, well, no, but I'm saying
no. That, I'm serious
that's
too.
That's, yeah, I mean, he's right, and you know, I think what ESPN does with all the platforms, it's interesting. You know, they also have all these cable networks they're filling up, and they also what ESPN is doing is that they are not programming anything else during the national championship game. So they're not giving you a college basketball game to watch as an alternative. They're not giving you an NBA game to watch as an alternative. If you tune into ESPN, whether it's ESPN, ESPN News, ESPN2, ESPN Classic, whatever, it's all the game. See, it's more than just ESPN, right, doing all the, oh, look how innovative they are. It's brilliant what they're doing because they have multiple networks, and they're putting the game on all of their networks and not giving you an alternative to watch. That's what ESPN is doing.
I think the mistake...
So, as brilliant as you think it is, it's not that brilliant. It's brilliant on their part because guess what? They're not giving you an alternative. They're not giving you an NBA game. Not giving you a college basketball game. Not giving you poker. It doesn't matter. Every ESPN network is carrying the same game just in different ways. And it all counts in the ratings.
Right. And I think one of the mistakes that ESPN makes, especially in the national championship game, was that during the timeouts or during commercial breaks on the network broadcast, they were not doing that on their other outlets. That's where I think the mistake is made. I would be running the same timeout commercial commercials and things that I run on the network on these other platforms. That way you don't have the argument that, well, you're, you know, the advertiser doesn't say, well, wait a minute, you're giving them all these other outlets. Now you're taking them away from the broadcast to see my commercial. No, actually, mm-hmm. we're not now.
And there's, yeah, that I agree with that. That I agree with. But I absolutely do not agree with you on the topic of, if I'm CBS, CBS is a network, a single entity network. They do have CBS Sports Net.
Right.
But the reach of that isn't that great. And a lot of post-game coverage will be on that when it's done. But if I'm sitting in the network office, I'm saying, no, I want people watching us.
You know, I would consider
that.
I would consider the, call it the Sky Cam or the Spider Cam on CBS Sports Net. But again, I'm running the same commercials I'm running during the game.
No. I'm not going to run the Spider Cam on this thing. I'm going to throw all my resources into doing the game.
So what do you, if you're in charge of CBS, what do you do with CBS Sports Net that doesn't conflict with the game itself?
Well, I would talk to the NFL about being allowed to carry the game on there for one thing, and then I put all my postgame coverage on there.
Oh, I absolutely totally agree with the postgame part. There is no question in my mind that's where you go for that. And if CBS doesn't do that for an extended postgame, they're crazy.
No, they are.
I'm but just saying,
this is the,
if you can't run the actual broadcast, run a different type and throw in the same commercials. What do you have to lose?
No. Okay? I want you watching the game on CBS. You want to know why? Okay?
Yeah, because I'm sorry. I don't. This is one time that you can't twist my mind. I will agree to disagree with you, but I understand where you're coming from.
Okay. I work for a radio network. What's very important on a radio network are our affiliates.
Of course.
I have to look at hundreds of television affiliates and tell them, oh, by the way, we got Spider Cam on a cable channel. Really?
Well, now you bring in something that I didn't think about here.
Really? I owe it to all of my affiliates who have promoted this game as Super Bowl 50 for an entire year. Guess what? They get to carry the game.
Now, there's something that I didn't think about in this particular example, and I would have to concede that I agree with you. CBS being a broadcast network.
Hold on a second. I thought you just said 45 seconds ago there was literally nothing I could say to change your mind.
I was wrong. See, you've changed it.
CBS, 45 seconds?
But you used something that I hadn't thought about. CBS being a broadcast network is a different entity and a different makeup than ESPN. You're right. CBS does have a responsibility to its affiliates, who, by the way, are selling local commercial time as well during this game. So that's a great point, whereas ESPN doesn't necessarily have that kind of a responsibility because they don't have any affiliates. They have cable and satellite systems that are going to run the same commercials on their other platforms anyway. So that's
this
a great point.
This goes back to my point when you've asked me before about why don't you Twitter and tweet stuff before the games, like who's hurt and things like that. No, that's not my job. My job is not to sit there and tweet out information. My job is to broadcast the information. I owe it to every affiliate out there that what I know on that day is put on the air.
Well, but see, I don't tweet out information that I'm going to put out on the air. I may use that as a way to tease what I'm going to talk about. You know, I may tweet out a half hour before the game, hey, don't forget tonight, big Shikellamy Danville game. We'll tell you more about the starters at a special event, you know, something like that.
That's not what you've told me you should tweet out, like injuries and like they're out warming up now and things like that.
Well, now the warming up part, I wouldn't, you know.
No, my job is to, that day is completely owed to every single affiliate that carries the game, that the affiliate, right? And the game is the most important thing, not the fact that, oh, Steve Jones. No, it's not about me, and it's not about enhancing my Twitter followers or anything like that. Nothing. It is all about the fact that I've got 60 affiliates that are counting on us to be the source that puts on their air because they've paid to be on our air. They are owed first information on everything. they're all owed. WKOK and everybody else that carries the games, okay, they are owed because they have made the commitment to be a part of our network. They are owed first crack at every ounce of information we get.
But if you used the social media outlet to promote something that you were going to talk about, I wouldn't disagree with that if I were an affiliate. And we are.
Airtime's 90 minutes ahead. Everybody tunes in at 90 minutes ahead, and they start hearing what we know.
Well, and you're also doing a little bit more high profile than some of us are. So the start times are a little bit more known, and game days are a little bit more regular.
And I'm not putting down anything.
Oh,
you're
no,
doing
I understand.
Zero.
I'm comparing.
Not in the least. Not even remotely close. I'm saying that the radio network is so important. We have 60 affiliates. It is my responsibility to put whatever information that day that I have and I know that I've garnered during the week, right, on then.
I know one thing's for sure. The day I see you Periscope is the day that I will hang up my phone and kill my and end my data plan because the world is coming to an end.
Well, no, but it has nothing to do with that. I think we're getting too. You got to put it on Twitter. You got to do this. Got to do that. Now, if it's part of what you're supposed to do, if the radio network were to tell me, "Hey, you got to put on Twitter this, that, and the other thing," okay, I'd have to put something out there because. Now, to them, it's now become important as a part of the network. Understand that?
Yes.
Right. So in other words, to them, it's an important part of what they're going to do with the broadcast. So it's part of the overall plan. Well, it's not part of our overall plan. And just like CBS owes the affiliate. Who's the CBS affiliate in Wilkes-Barre?
WYOU.
WYOU? Okay, well, guess what? Hey, I don't want you watching Spider Cam. I want you watching WYOU.
And that I will agree with. I do understand that point, and I agree with that.
WYOU pays to be an affiliate. Hey, you owe these people. And by giving alternatives that takes them away from WYOU and any other affiliate is not fair to them. Why bother being an affiliate if I've given you 8 different platforms to watch this thing on? No, I want one platform to watch it on because I invested a lot of time and money in this thing. We'll come back, wrap it up in a moment. 45 seconds. God, broke your argument in 45 seconds.
Just on network, not on everything.
Four 45 seconds, bro. I mean, I'm talking, we go to the break, you're broken. On News Radio 1070, I mean, broken. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Forget the groundhog.
The sales manager at Sunbury Motors Kia saw his shadow on the lot.
So that can only mean one thing.
Another 4 weeks of easy dealing at Sunbury Motors Kia.
Say easy. We mean easy. 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on all remaining 2015 models, as well as the 2016 Sorento, Sportage, Sedona, Forte, and the iconic Soul. SMC has snow busting 2016 Sorentos and Sportages starting at $21,554, plus clearance pricing on all new Kias. And remember, all new Kias come with an easy 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. The sales manager at Sunbury Motors Kia saw his shadow.
So there's 4 more weeks of huge savings at Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com. SMC, selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
So Kevin wants to watch the entire game from Spider Cam
behind the quarterback.
Who do you think's going to win?
I think Carolina, but I'd like to see Denver.
Okay. Very nice. All coming up this weekend. Don't forget, stock up tonight at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury.
And for the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We hope you enjoy the shows all week long.